Breakfast chairperson Mary Jo Johnsrud says despite the rain, it was a great turnout.
We're so glad that people didn't let the rain scare them off. Great turnout with people, great turnout with volunteers to help. Just a good day all around.
This year's breakfast was hosted by the John and Carrie Nolan family. John says their operation has grown over the last 25 years.
My brother went to college for 4 years, but then he came back and wanted to come into the farming too, so then we milked on two farms, and then that went on for about 20 years, milking on two different farms, and then I just decided that, this was a little bit too much work, and I wanted to modernize a little bit, so then in 2011, we built this freestall barn, which holds about 180 cows, and we milk, 20 at a time now, and it's a lot easier for us, but, it's more animals, so it ain't easier because you got more animals, but we went from a little 50-cow dairy up to 180-cow dairy within the last 25 years. And we have had the dairy breakfast 4 years, but this is the first year we had it here when I had the new setup.
Last year's breakfast was a drive-thru event hosted by Terry Steger and his brother, and Terry says he's happy to help promote the dairy industry.
Yeah, it's a little extra work to clean up the place for a couple thousand people that show up, but it's a good promotion tool.
Mary Jo says the dairy promoters will stay busy the rest of the summer.
We actually take some of the leftover, or things that we haven't used, pancakes and sausage, are going to go to the Eastman Community Club for their 4th of July event up there. There's Dairy Days in Soldiers Grove, Crawford County Fair. We've got a little bit of a presence there. We've got new Dairy Princess and a Little Miss Squirt, so they're going to be doing some parades and events, and we support them. We provide funds for them to hand out string cheese and things at parades, so dairy promoting goes on.
So what do you do after serving breakfast to 2,000 people?
Oh, I'm going home putting my feet up this afternoon.
Mike Johnson, WQPC, WPRE News.